time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hi there, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota. He runs the website Puzzleria. I said, name a symbol or punctuation mark on a computer keyboard, anagram it to get the brand name of a product you might buy at a grocery in two words. The symbol is the semicolon. You can rearrange those letters to get Molson Ice. A friend of mine points out you can also rearrange the letters to get a moonsicle.
Yeah, okay. So this week's challenge, it really stumped listeners, though. Dan Pierce of Lincoln, Massachusetts is one of fewer than 100 to guess correctly. So he has truly earned the title of puzzle winner this week. Congratulations, Dan, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Aisha.
So I have to ask you, do you drink Molson Ice?
To be honest, I saw the Molson. I wasn't 100% sure it was a product, but I looked it up and there it was.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I remember one of the first questions I heard dealt with Hurricane George, and I looked that up. That was 24 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm retired, and I do a lot of puzzles, but my wife and I have 3 married children and 7 amazing grandchildren.
That's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Dan, are you ready to play the puzzle?
All right. Let's go.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Dan and Aisha. Every answer today is the name of a popular commercial game. Identify the games from their anagrams. For example, if I said Sir, S-I-R plus K, you would say risk. And we'll start small. Your first one is ECU. That's E-C-U plus L.
E-C-U. Clue.
Clue is right. Number two is Rosy. R-O-S-Y plus R.
Sorry.
Uh-huh. Boat. B-O-A-T plus O.
Taboo. Is that a game?
Nice. Nice. Can't. C-A-N-T. Plus A.
Can't. A.
And this is a newer game since when I was growing up, but it used to be Settlers of Blank, but
Catan.
Now it's just Catan is right, C-A-T-A-N. Jean, J-E-A-N, plus G.
Jenga.
You got it. Globe, G-L-O-B-E, plus G.
Boggle.
That's it. That is my very favorite game. Love that. Rights, W-R-I-T-E-S plus T.
Twister.
Oh, man, you're good. Upstream, U-P-S-T-R-E-A-M, upstream plus O.
Mousetrap.
Mousetrap. Ooh, you're good. Olympiad, O-L-Y-M-P-I-A-D plus C.
Diplomacy? Is that a game?
Oh, man.
My goodness.
And here's your last one. Optician, O-P-T-I-C-I-A-N, plus R and Y.
Oh, Pictionary.
Pictionary. Oh, I am impressed.
That was amazing, Dan. Like, how do you feel?
I feel good. It's all right.
I bet you're feeling pretty good now. Yeah.
You ran away with that. So you should feel great. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Dan, what member station do you listen to?
WBUR, but I also like to make a shout out to New Hampshire Public Radio because I often listen to them while I'm up that way.
That's Dan Pierce of Lincoln, Massachusetts. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you indeed.
All right, Will. So what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Warren Bergman of Neenah, Wisconsin. And listen carefully. Many people carry blank, a four-letter word, in a blank, five-letter word, to make blank, a nine-letter word. And you can rearrange the letters of the first two words, the four and five-letter ones, to get the last word, the nine-letter one. What words are these? So again, many people carry blank in a blank to make blank. And you can rearrange the letters of the four and five letter words to get the nine letter word. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, December 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and the puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you so much, Will.
Thanks, Aisha.